Journalists are responsible for getting things right, but also for simply getting them, for reporting what's new. But what happens when there's too much news?
Stories that are normally page one stories are just being stuffed or buried or overlooked or ignored. It's sort of like you literally can divide the world into before September 11th and after September 11th.
Mark Baraback is a political writer for the Los Angeles Times. He's been a reporter for more than 20 years. He's had a lot of stories that were simply shelved since the day the terrorists hijacked four American airliners. We all had stories shelved. This week, as the U.S. and Great Britain bomb Afghanistan, other stories are lost. Another case of mad cow disease in Japan, for instance. The salvage of the Russian Navy submarine Kursk, which sank in the Barents Sea more than a year ago. Oksana Yablokova is a reporter with the Moscow Times. We reached her last night in Murmansk.
It was an unprecedented salvage effort, I have to say. Kursk was actually clamped underneath a huge barge, then lifted with the help of 26 steel cables. The barge with the submarine underneath finally arrived. It was a very sad moment because locals came to the pier and bid farewell to the submarine because, as you remember, there were 180 sailors on board.
Loading the Kursk into dry dock has been postponed. Officials in Murmansk want to make sure the vessel's two nuclear reactors and 22 cruise missiles won't be disturbed. Another story underreported this week. Renewed controversy over whether to drill in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
We were having a major confrontation over drilling in ANWR between environmentalists and the oil companies, and it was on the front page continually leading up to its passage in August in the House.
That's James A. Thurber. He's director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University. We spoke to him yesterday.
A rare occurrence happened when Senator Daschle, majority leader of the Senate, intervened into the inner workings of a committee and requested that a bill be dropped from the schedule of that committee. The last time this sort of thing happened so publicly was when Senator Johnson, LBJ, was leader in 1960.
NPR would have covered Mr. Daschle's maneuvers, says our congressional correspondent, David Wellna, had the war coverage not been so heavy. And once again, Los Angeles Times reporter Mark Baraback.
This week, Gary Condit broke his silence in a way. He was showed up at a reception for Nancy Pelosi, who had just been elected the House Democratic Whip, and spoke about his own prospective reelection.
The congressman said he's gathering signatures that he'd need for a reelection campaign, but he didn't say whether he'll run.
Chandra Levy is still missing. Nothing has changed, except, of course, everything has changed. As of September 11th, I mean, Gary Condit just basically fell off the map. There is one sort of poignant thing, which to me really said it all. I went to the street where Chandra Levy's parents live, and if you had been there a month or so ago, it was just media circus land. I went back this week. There was no one there, no one on the street. And what was really poignant was there were all these sort of tattered yellow ribbons flapping in the breeze next to a whole bunch of freshly hung American flags, which said a lot.
Mark Baraback, a political reporter for the Los Angeles Times. And who knows what kind of news Morning Edition will be covering next week. A lot of the bombing campaign, probably, if it continues. We can only wait to find out what kind of news emerges over the weekend and then try to choose what to include and what to leave out.